The Desires of Your Heart, a compilation.
I was frustrated because I thought if I were holding the pen writing my story, my life would be different. I thought if I was good, good would come my way. In response to my frustration that I didn't have more of my desires, I went back and read the Bible passage where I thought God promised to give me the desires of my heart. Read it with me, friends. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. I notice when rereading this passage that God calls us to trust, delight, and commit. Understanding this changed my perspective and gave me peace in the midst of a season of wanting more. 1. Trust in the Lord and do good. Notice this verse doesn't say, trust in your plans and do good. We're called to trust in the Lord and let God be sovereign over it all. Even when we don't understand the chapter, we must trust that the author of our story is good. We should also do good, but not as an exchange for good to come our way. We do good because God is good to us. While we wait on blessings, instead of sitting around wishing for more, we should be a blessing to others. 2. Take delight in the Lord. Before the verse even mentions the Lord giving us the desires of our hearts, it reminds us to take delight in the Lord. When we delight in God, we care more about what makes His kingdom grow than what makes our happiness grow, and celebrating Him helps us remember our lives were never meant to be all about ourselves. When we delight in the Lord, we realize we don't need expensive things, a picture-perfect life, or the fulfillment of all our dreams to find joy. We can find His presence and His joy in big moments, sure, but also in the little moments. When we delight in God, our desires become less about us and more about His will and peace. 3. Commit your way to the Lord. When we commit to doing life with God, we have a real relationship with Him. Just like when a husband and wife commit and share vows, our commitment to Christ means our lives are no longer our own. We now have a purpose and meaning that's not about being the main character and life going our way. We trust God because He loves us. He gives us peace in the chaos and unexpected hardships. So today, it is my prayer that you and I will desire more of Jesus and less from the world. With Jesus, when we trust, delight, and commit to the Lord, we can find peace in His plan and be okay even when life isn't going how we dreamt it would. Lord, help me to trust You, delight in You, and commit to focusing more on You and less on my worldly desires. Remind me that when I grow in a relationship with You, I may still want some things, but my ultimate desire will always be for Your will and for Your glory. When I'm struggling with contentment, remind me You are good at being God and You are working for my good. In Jesus' name, amen. Grace Valentine. As a Christian, you are to delight yourself in the Lord and seek to do His will. And when you do, it's His delight to also give you the desires of your heart because He's the one who puts them there when you're pleasing Him. If you love the Lord with all your heart and you want to please Him, your personal desire in a matter has a great deal to do with God's will. We have to choose for ourselves. We have to find His will for ourselves. We have to seek Him diligently to know His will and to know what's best for us and others through our knowledge of His Word. This is one of the reasons He put us here and one of the things we need to learn, how to make the right decisions through our personal contact with Him and our love for Him and others. This is a major part of our training on earth. When you've made your choice according to God's Word and His will, the Lord will stand with you in it because He loves you, and you love Him and are trying to do what is right. Think of your own children or family. Think about how you love them, about how you like to make them happy, as well as keep them safe and healthy. You even give them a choice of many things that are good for them. And remember that God is like that with you. He wants to give you the desires of your heart as long as you delight yourself in Him. David Brandt Berg. Taking delight in the Lord means that our hearts truly find peace and fulfillment in Him. If we truly find satisfaction and worth in Christ, Scripture says He will give us the longings of our hearts. Does that mean if we go to church every Sunday, God will give us a new Rolls Royce? No. The idea behind this verse and others like it is that when we truly rejoice or delight in the eternal things of God, our desires will begin to parallel His, and we will never go unfulfilled. Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things, the necessities of life, will be given to you as well." Many delight in wealth, status, material possessions, and other temporary things of this world, but they are never satisfied. On the other hand, delighting in the Lord is true treasure indeed. Godliness with contentment is great gain. If we place our joy and hope in God first, He will meet all of our needs. He will even grant our wants as our heart's desires begin to match up with His will. If we truly place priority on the Lord, chances are our heart's greatest desire will not be a brand new Rolls Royce, but eternal treasures in Christ. This world can never satisfy our deepest longings, but if we choose to delight in God's way, He will always provide above and beyond our expectations. GotQuestions.org.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.